This is Apollo Control Houston. 26 hours, 27 minutes into the flight. We're 108,400 miles out. Our velocity now is 5,080 feet per second. We've had no conversation with the crew over the past 20-minute period. We do have this advisory, however, on the trajectory of the S-4B. At this particular point in the mission, 26 and a half hours, the S-4B is placed, by our best estimates, at a point 800 miles, it's on moving on a track, 800 miles outboard of the spacecraft and 1,200 miles behind the spacecraft. I say again, it is 800 miles outboard of the spacecraft and 1,200 miles behind, diagonally behind the spacecraft. Both are nautical references. The point of closest approach of the S-4B and Apollo 8 will be, according to our trajectory experts, at a point when the spacecraft rounds the moon for the first time. The S-4B will go by, they will pass each other, and there will be approximately 1,800 nautical miles between the two of them, at a point just as the spacecraft is acquired by the Earth after its first trip around, and as it's completing its first trip around the moon. The path of the S-4B will be outboard of the moon, and it will move on into its solar orbit. The distance, again, the point of closest approach is the two move about the moon, the S-4B moving off to on the sun side of the moon, and the spacecraft making its first pass around. They'll come within 1,800 nautical miles of each other. And that would occur at roughly, 73 hours into the flight. That's based on a LOI of about 72 hours. At 26 hours, 29 minutes into the flight, this is Apollo Control, Houston.